RJ Melman, president of Let Us Entertain You Enterprises, one of the largest and most influential restaurant organizations in the country, operating more than 130 restaurants. Good morning, RJ. I guess number one and two on your worry list today must be the positivity rate around here going up and the cold weather. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. And like everybody else, I want to continue to patronize restaurants. And with the cold weather, you feel, is it okay to eat inside? And before we get to what you're doing to make sure we're safe dining indoors, what's the situation right now as far as the increasing positivity rate around here? Are you hearing that they're going to limit you even more? What's ahead?
That has not been on the agenda yet. And we're hoping that our businesses are able to stay at their capacity now, or if not, increase a little bit. They're at 40% dining in the city of Chicago, 50% outside. And then, obviously, in other states, we have varying amounts of rules depending on where we're at. But it seems like it should hold this way right now. From the people I talked to at Northwestern, University of Chicago, there doesn't seem to be a lot of influx in the intensive care unit, which is great. So even though there's an increasing positivity, it seems like there hasn't been that hasn't translated into a lot of incidents at the hospitals. But that's, just anecdotal from just talking to two groups. So.
Right. Talk about what you're doing with all of your restaurants nationwide by the end of November. Is this a completely new, different air system than you've had in the past?
No, we have partnered with a company, or we're installing a company called Airfix, PHX, they are a group. It sits outside of your normal HVAC and air systems, and it has a cold plasma technology that kind of continuously treats the air with sanitizing molecules. It more or less diffuses hydrogen peroxide, is my understanding of it. I don't claim to be a scientist at all. I'm just a guy who sells food for money. That helps break down viruses and bacteria, similar to the coronavirus and noroviruses and all sorts of other things. So what we're really trying to do is make our indoor air safer and make people comfortable. And we've had great response from the guests who have heard about it. And this is the same system that they're using at the Rivers Casino. That's how we actually heard about it, through them. And a bunch of buildings are installing. I think the University of Illinois uses it at some of their facilities. You're seeing it at some sports facilities and some processing facilities. Restaurants are a new angle for them in terms of what they're doing.
Is it something that you're one of the big guys? Is it something that smaller restaurants will be able to afford? Is it very expensive?
Yeah, I think it's relatively affordable. I mean, all upgrades cost money, and it's not necessarily a great time for anyone in the industry. We clearly felt it was a priority for us to try to do something, and it may not even be the last step of what we do, but this was something that worked for us today. I think they have affordable solutions for a lot of people in the restaurant industry, even if you're a small restaurant. So that's the nice thing about their technology. But there's, I think, a lot of great people there that are improving air quality. And this was just the company that we chose, and we thought they were really on the cutting edge. But there are a lot of options out there, and everyone's systems are set up totally different. You know, there's no one size fits all for the HVAC. So there's a reason why you're not seeing just one technology dominate what is happening, because the way buildings are configured is so different across the board.
I know you're in touch with a lot of your competitors. Are you hearing from them that they're looking into the same kind of thing that you're doing?
Yeah, I think the people who are, at the forefront of this, or the bigger companies, which are certainly people we talk to, as well as people on the smaller end, are all investigating ways to make it better for their, like I said, the staff and the customers inside. The truth, from the restaurant perspective, is that for us as an industry to survive, to us to have healthy businesses, is that our restaurants have to be near or at capacity. And anything that I think anyone in this industry will do anything they can to get closer to that, assuming that that's affordable. So in the long term, indoor dining is going to have to return you know, for there to be real stability in this industry.
And now, it's been my experience that not only your restaurants, but everybody's restaurants, everybody seems to be doing a really good job of social distancing in the restaurants and keeping everything clean, requiring masks and digital menus and so forth and so on. But I'm confused about one thing. Is it different in the suburbs from the city? Because I've been to some suburban restaurants where they're telling me, yeah, there's no capacity limit in here as long as we have everybody social distanced on the tables. What's the story on that?
Yeah, my understanding is the suburbs are at 50% capacity with 6-foot tables, I believe. I could be a little bit wrong. There could be some municipalities that had, bigger change some local ordinances, so I can't speak to everything that's gone on. But no, the city and the suburbs have treated themselves differently throughout this whole time, with Mayor Lightfoot doing more restrictive orders than the suburban counterparts. But that's true for us. You know, we're in 12 states, and so we're finding micro municipalities with different rules in all of them. You know, you wish there was a national standard, but there is not right now. We just adapt on a local basis and try to keep good. But you did hit on something that I do want to say, which is that I think the customers need to know that the restaurant industry is one of the most regulated industries, you know, for a public place of anything. We're already having surprise health inspections on a yearly basis from the local governments, if not more than once a year. There's more training that goes into the staff. So the restaurant industry as a whole is used to having health regulation to prevent people from getting sick, whether it's foodborne illnesses or communicable diseases. That there's a lot of safeguards in place for our industry. So it's not like a real surprise that we have so many great restaurants in this town, including our own company, that are really keeping people safe, because it's been in the training for what it takes to run a food service business for a long time.
And with this new technology that you're implementing, and others hopefully will, this air filtration technology, can the indoor dining capacity change when something like this is installed?
Well, we're hoping that would be one thing that the city would look at, that they say, okay, if you're doing one of these 5 systems or one of these 20 systems, whatever it is, that you can then be allowed to have 75% or just 6-foot distancing between tables or abide by these rules. The city has not indicated that will happen yet, but that is certainly a goal, I think, of a lot of people in this industry, that if they see that happens, that you could do that.
R.J. Melman, president of Let Us Entertain You Enterprises, and I've left the most important issue for last here, R.J. Congratulations. You're a new dad. How's it going?
I am. It is unbelievable. He is just the sweetest little guy. He was born about 10 days ago, so I'm a very new dad. But for a hard year, it's nice to have something so amazing happen. And but I'm optimistic about the future. I'm optimistic about our industry. And I think we have a lot to look forward to in the restaurant space. I think people, when we get through this, and we will get through this, not just lettuce, I mean the earth will get through this, that there will be a lot of things to celebrate going forward.
And let me give you a bit of advice that I remember when we had our first child, and nobody tells you this. Everybody says your life will change, but nobody tells you this. Because of all the apparatus you have to have with a new baby, with the car seats and everything, you're going to be twisting and turning and bending in all different directions. So strengthen your back up. Do yoga or do something, because you're going to need a strong lower back, RJ.
Yeah, it's already. This car seat is real heavy. You know, I've been lugging him around. He had his first restaurant experience. We went to Hub 51 to eat out on, which was my first restaurant that I opened with my brother and sister. And I thought it was appropriate that we have our first meal out with him there. But walking down the block from parking, I felt like I was in the World's Strongest Man competition.
Of course. Yeah, and you're bending to get that car seat in and out. So do some stretching. And congratulations. Thanks for talking with us today, R.J. Melman.
Thanks.